Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. NHL teams can take years to rebuild and create a winning franchise, but for the Fort McMurray Oil Barons of the AJHL, it took just one season. After winning just 10 games last year, the Oil Barons finished first in the AJHL's North Division and were the 11th-ranked team in the country, and now they're on to the division final. Joining us now is head coach and general manager Tom Kekka. Tom, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Listen, thank you very much. This is sort of surreal. I'm talking to Gino Retta. I grew up watching you as a little kid on TSN.
Thanks for making me feel old, Tom. I appreciate that. Well, hey, listen, what you guys have been able to do is amazing. When you came to the team back in 2015, you made it clear that you would have to be a part of a big rebuild. But convincing the fans that they'd stick with you through that is a difficult task. What was that like, and what were the initial reactions to what you were saying?
Well, I think there was maybe a little bit of disbelief. I know being hired by our board of directors here in Fort McMurray, you know, when I laid out the plan and I sort of laid out everything that needed to be done, while we weren't accustomed to that here in Fort McMurray, we always use the terminology, it's just reload rather than rebuild. But coming in, looking at the lineup, you know, we knew that it was going to be a tough year last year. Full credit to all the players that we had, but and it's a cliche that we use in the coaching, but we just had to, you know, make sure that we had the right culture. So last year, we took our lumps as a team on the ice. We only had 10 wins, but we really changed the culture of, you know, just what it took to be a successful Junior A player. We had buy-in from all of our players, and they set the foundation for this year's team to have all the success on.
2016, obviously an extremely difficult year for people of Fort McMurray following the devastating wildfires. You grew up in Fort Mac. Give us a sense of what that was like to be a part of that, and how did it affect you seeing what it did to the area?
Well, you know, it was such a roller coaster. Obviously, going through the events of May 3rd, it was difficult. And to be quite honest, it put hockey on the back burner. We were more concerned about, first of all, your family. You were concerned about your friends. And as a community, Fort McMurray is such a unique place to live because, you know, this is a city that's comprised of people that come from all walks of life and from different places, you know, all over the world. And they come to Fort McMurray to hopefully make a better life for themselves. It's such a, you know, giving and generous community. And to go through that, it was extremely difficult. And there was a time last summer where we even questioned whether we were going to be able to, you know, ice a hockey team. We didn't know the state of our rink. But, we persevered. And as a community, you know, we're trying our best to put the pieces back together, you know, and get life back to as we say, it's sort of a normal state. But the hockey team sort of mimics what this community is all about. We've got players that come from all over the Alberta, all over our province, and from different parts of Canada. And, you know, they all come here to hopefully, you know, land scholarships and get on to the next level. So, you know, we try and accommodate and help them out as best we can.
When a community goes through something like this, they look for something, a rallying cry, something they can surround and say, okay, we're back, we're stronger than ever, and we're feeling good. What role did your hockey team play in the rebuilding of morale in the area?
I'd like to think that we played a huge role, and I liken it almost to a therapeutic thing where people could come on a Friday night or a Saturday night and just come to the rink, you know, a safe place where they could probably meet up with people they don't see on a day-to-day basis. They could, you know, enjoy some wobbly pops. And hopefully we could provide a brand of hockey that the community could get around. And, you know, because of the success that we had, I do think that it was a very therapeutic role that our team played. We had our players out amongst the community throughout the course of the year, whether we were, you know, helping out with distributing hockey equipment to people that lost everything, whether we helped the food bank. You know, we packaged up about 1,500 turkeys for Thanksgiving. We were very involved with the different projects through the Christmas time. I mean, we're a community-run team, and we rely on the support that we get from our community, whether it's business or you know, just your fan base. And we try and give back as much as we can. So not only were we out there physically helping the community out, but I do believe that we have provided that sense of normalcy and a place to rally around on weekends.
And through all this, you put together the 11th-ranked team in the entire country. Give me a sense of this team. How deep can this club go?
The best thing is we talk about it, you know, how far we can go. Basically, we control in our dressing room. It's not like we're worried about what somebody else does. The biggest change this year when we look at our team is just the leadership. We were very fortunate to have a local player who played, you know, in the Western Hockey League, won a Memorial Cup. Brandon Ralph came back, and he played here in his hometown as a 20-year-old, and he took it upon himself not only to lead on the ice but off the ice as well. So we've got a very strong leadership group in our dressing room, but you can have all the leaders you want. If you don't have players that are willing to follow, you're in trouble. And our young players, everybody embraced what the community was going through and what, you know, our Oil Baron logo stands for. We're very excited. We got the first round bye, finishing first in the North. We had a great series with Bonnyville here, and now we just found out last night that we're going to be playing the Whitecourt Wolverines for the North Final. So it's definitely, you know, there's excitement in the air around the community, but more importantly in our dressing room as well.
Well, it's been a pretty exciting run for you, and you just got named the AJHL Coach of the Year. Congratulations on that. Tom, thanks very much for talking to us. We appreciate it. Congratulations on a great run, and good luck.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
That was Tom Kekka, the head coach and general manager of Fort McMurray Oil Barons. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here.